This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative.
Hey friends, this is Tim McKenna, and this is another episode of Signal 337. So recently at my company, I have been part of the panel of designers that has been reviewing candidates for different roles in the company. And I have been hiring designers for the last 10 years, so I was really happy to be part of this process and bring my approach and my views on how to hire designers at our company. And a company's got a really cool process, which is a multi-step process around meeting with a director and understanding their roles and what they're looking for, going through a whiteboard challenge with two of the other designers on the team, and then having a portfolio presentation with two other designers, and then wrapping up with the final interview with the director. I think this process does a couple of different things. One, it gets multiple perspectives on the candidate. Two, it doesn't create bias in this regard because you don't have just one person throughout the entire hiring review process. And everyone is giving their thoughts and opinions on things objectively through our kind of scoring mechanisms that we have in place. It is as objective as possible. And what's really great is that I think that it allows the designer who is applying to get an understanding more of our culture instead of just meeting with one person and it being hinged upon that. This is not all about hiring, but it is more about the presenting your work. And what I would like to talk about is kind of like how I go about a portfolio or work presentation, the things that I look for in particular. So, disclaimer, you can employ these things if you apply to wherever I work at, but there are no guarantees to your success. These are just the things that I personally look for, and it's something that I cannot say is going to completely help you in all of your endeavors. But regardless of where you go and apply, I think some of the basics here will definitely help you. So, we're talking about presenting design work, but really, we're talking about selling you. So you can create case studies of your work left and right. You can have a portfolio of your different work. If you are moving into the advertising and marketing field, your portfolio is incredibly helpful for that field because you can show the finished work and you can show some of the ideas and the thought process, and maybe you can show some of the market testing for everything. But you can also show high fidelity photography of the work that you have done and it's been launched. Say you are moving into the advertising realm. Your book will probably consist of some logo design, some probably packaging, and maybe some social media content and stuff like that. But regardless, if you're moving into advertising or if you're moving into product design, service design, really at the end of the day, the work is the vehicle that tells us about you. And that's really what you want to focus on, is using the work that you are presenting as a vehicle to talk about how you approached the work, how you collaborated with others, how you did the research or did these different areas to enable these certain things. It is less about how well you make your wireframes. It is less about how well you create a customer journey map. But it's more about how did you go about thinking about doing these things? Because the work that we do is very cerebral. And 9 times out of 10, it's thinking about the problem space. And then you go to creating some sort of visual artifact that's going to help enable you in that process. So the first thing is here, this is a presentation of your work, yes, but it's really a presentation of you. You are selling us on you. And that might add a whole new layer of anxiety for some folks, but here's some other tactics that I would say helps. How do you sell you? You're going to want to frame this as a narrative. And you want to tell us a story of this project. So if you can walk us through a story and tell a really good narrative in that regard, whereas you are the star of this, that will help you talk about yourself in this light. Now, I don't mean that you have got to take on all the credit of the work and everything, no, but we want to see how you think. We want to see how you interpret and how you do conflict management and how you do these various other areas that help make this project become a reality. So if you're going into product design and you've created an app that helps automotive enthusiasts find the right parts or something, and say you're not a gearhead in this regard, but you got to work on this project, you want to frame your case study, your presentation, you want to frame this of understanding the industry, understanding that industry and understanding the people that make up that industry. And we want to see how you went about doing this. How did you get into the problem space? How did you do your exploration and your discovery? So instead of saying we did our discovery and just panned out of here, I want to hear a little bit more about, like, how did you do this work? How did you find it? What were some insights that you pulled from it? That way, you can then set the foundation, set the scene for, like, how then you've gone through the rest of the project. So creating more of a narrative versus reading a case study, because we can all read a case study, but if you can tell us a story and tell us the why and the how and the what's behind everything, that is a much more powerful and a much more insightful type of presentation than just walking us through a case study. Selling yourself, presenting the work, telling us a narrative. Those are two big key things here. The other thing is, too, is that maybe that project that you made as a designer for the automotive industry, maybe it was a very involved project. Maybe it took six months to a year to complete. What's important, then, is to really key down this story onto the most important things. If your research took 2 months to do, it doesn't behoove you to have 10 slides to go through what was your research method and all these different areas. You don't need to go into all of the details, what I'm trying to say. But you want to make a condensed, really high-impact narrative that gives us the context of everything, but helps move along. So that way, we're not reading 30, 40 slides as you're going through it, and we're starting to lose our interest because we're starting to get bored, frankly. So high impact, highly focused, and tell us a good story. Now, on the flip side of that, we're going to ask you questions. We're going to ask you super particular, nitpicky questions because we want to know how you handled certain things. We want to know if something came up in your project, we want to know how you handled it. So be prepared to answer the gamut of questions. So if you made that 30, 40 page case study that went into everything, maybe make it 10 pages, maybe make it something around that size that is high impact, highly focused, but be prepared to answer the gamut of questions of stuff that wasn't in your presentation, but you should be able to talk to. The app brings us to the other area, timing. Now, you would probably be doing a lot of this stuff in person, and you might have a little bit more flexibility of timing, but since we're all doing this stuff on Zoom now, or if you're working for a company or applying for a company that's completely remote, you only have so much time, you want to make sure that the story that you're going to tell is concise and that you don't go off into tangents and that you stay on task. So my suggestion here is to really practice your presentation. Get a couple of friends or family and have them sit down on Zoom and have you walk through your entire presentation and have them time it. And depending on how you like to run your presentations, if you want everyone to hold their questions to the end or if you allow them to ask questions throughout, you need to be able to make segues and jump into the presentation once answering a question. So that's something I highly suggest you do, is practice your presentation. Get it down pat. Know it. Make sure that you know what you're going to say on certain visuals, so that way when you are talking about them, you know how to segue into the next point. Now, often you will probably leave some form of your presentation behind. And it's important that you make it accessible so that anyone can be able to read it. Now, what I mean by this, particularly around, you want to make sure that someone can look through it and easily jump into it and digest it and not have an issue understanding the context and not having an issue of understanding all the visuals that are there. So that's important, and that is really appreciated on our end as reviewers. I could care less about super interesting, super lightweight fonts and everything else like that. I don't care how slick it looks. I'd rather a really good story, a really good presentation that I can easily jump back into at any point in time without having to strain my eyes. Now, the delivery method, what is the actual mechanism that you do your presentation in? I prefer a portfolio piece done in as a PDF. So if you're walking us through a case study or a presentation, a PDF is fine. And that's easy enough for then you to send it to somebody and then they can review it as well. Now, there is something to be said for higher fidelity presentations with animations and embedded prototypes and things like that. That's fine, but you're going to have to find some way to deliver that. So other tactics that I would say would be, if you have a lot of animations, what are they used for? Is it part of a prototype, or is it like a GIF to be able to show certain things? You might want to make that into a video more than anything else. And with all the tools that we have available to make videos, you potentially could create your entire presentation as a video as part of your leave behind. So that way, the audience and the reviewers that are reviewing everything has the exact same context that they had when you actually presented it. So that way you don't have to worry about different file formats or like sending a sketch file or having someone jump into a Figma. You can just give them something pretty easy, either a PDF or maybe a video, and that way you can be able to give all the context as needed. And then lastly, we talked about time, we talked about presentation, we talked about mechanism, we talked about selling yourself. I think I only want to end back on selling yourself. We want to know, as reviewers, we want to know how well you're going to jive with the team. And I'm not talking like cultural fit and all that stuff, because I believe in cultural fit to an extent. I also believe in bringing in people that know how to do their damn work really well and help us grow. But when we talk about selling yourself, we really want to know, can you do the work that you're saying you can do? Can you do it? Can you teach us new things? I always look to learn from other folks, whether they have been in the industry for a year or 30. And I am looking for certain attitudes. I'm looking for certain abilities. I'm looking for, does this person have like the right mindset for everything? And those are very intangible, very subjective points, but I think that a lot of it can come across in attitude and having confidence in your work and confidence in yourself, and also having humility and being vulnerable and saying, I don't know what you're asking me. That's okay. You don't have to have all the answers. I'd rather an honest person tell me I don't know something versus someone who gives me a bullshit line. At the end of the day, I'm really looking for someone who can tell me a great story. Tell me why they're a good fit. Walk me through their process. Tell me how they solve these problems. And that for me is starting to tick off little boxes in my head. Oh, this sounds really good. This sounds like this person knows how to collaborate, knows when to push back, but knows also when to go with the flow. And that's why when I'm in these interview sessions, I tend to be very quiet. I like to let the person talk and I like to listen. And the more that I listen, I then start to think about questions at the end. I don't like to interrupt people with a random question or something during their presentation, because I also like to think that they may be able to answer that when they go through more of their information of the presentation. So I like to hold my questions back more towards the end, because chances are the question that I have in that moment, you probably answer it really well at some other point in time. So I usually basically have my questions towards the end of the presentation. That way, it gives you the time and the freedom and the space to get through your presentation and not feel rushed and not feel interrupted. But again, this is all me. This is how I do this type of work. And when I think about the qualities that we need for as a designer, I also think about the skill sets and the capabilities. There's a lot that gets checked off pretty early on, and it really comes down to more of an objective, like, who fits the needs for this role better? But this is just, again, these are my thoughts, these are my insights, and this is how I do this type of hiring. And whenever I have a great portfolio, you know, review or a presentation of work, the ones that stand out for me are the ones that tell me, like, wow, this person can tell me a great story. They solved a really intricate problem. I want to be able to work with them on this because I feel like I can learn from them. All of that being said, your mileage may vary. I am one voice in a sea of many that talks about this all the time. But if you would like, I am available for portfolio reviews. If you'd like to hit me up to take a look at your presentation, do some little practice with stuff, please feel free. You can always hit me up on Twitter at AZRAEL Group, Azrael Group. And you can also hit me up on LinkedIn. And if you want to do like a portfolio review or a presentation review, we can schedule that time free of charge. Just, we're not going to do it during the middle of the day or at 3 a.m. I've had that actually been asked before. But yeah, no, we can do this. And I would love to take a look at your work and give you some pointers that I think could help you as well. And with all of that, I again want to say, this is my view of everything. This is how I do for anything. Your mileage may vary. Disclaimer, this is not going to tell you how to have the inside track for where I work. But really, these are some basics that I think no matter where you apply, will definitely help you set yourself apart from your competition. And in finality, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. Please hit me up on social media and take care.